Good evening. You are tuned to KGV in Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio, keeping the community in community radio here at 95.9 FM or KGVM.org online. And it's time tonight for the local musician spotlight. And I'm in the secret underground lair of KGVM, our basement studios in the Gallatin Labor Temple. And I'm here with Wes Urbaniak tonight. Thanks for coming in, Wes.
Yeah. Didn't you just say it was secret?
Well, you know, it's only so secret.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, it is still tricky to find. Good. Yeah, thank you very much for having me here.
Yeah, I got to see you last Friday night at the Attic over in Livingston. That was a fun show with the Mountain Folk.
Yeah. That beautiful place. And yeah, Mountain Folk are wonderful. And my good friend Jared opening up the show. And
yeah.
What a good night.
I think that was the first time I'd heard Jared.
Oh.
And yeah, it was really good. I really liked the opening set too.
Yeah, so. What a treat.
Yeah,
good player, good performer, and he's got a band too, Maxwell and the Head Change, and yeah, they if you get a chance to see them, definitely do.
Yeah. So yeah, man, it's a nice dilemma to have lately. You know, trying to pick which show or shows to go to on a given night. It's like, man, this is especially after a couple of years ago. This is a pretty good problem to have.
Yeah. How are the venues doing, you think, with that?
I think that they're doing okay. It's kind of weird. This spring, as people, you know, shows started to get back to a somewhat normal schedule, people were going out a lot. Mm. And I think I was hoping against hope that maybe that would continue, that people would keep doing that. It seems like lately that attendance has started kind of dropping off at some shows. And you know, who knows why? I hope it's not just our couch potato inertia settling back in, because that's a big part of what I attributed it to before the pandemic. I think people were kind of, it was just hard to get people out. Mm-hmm. And so who knows if that's if we're just returning to that state or what.
When you tell them they can't go out, then that's all they want to do.
Exactly. Yeah. People are weird.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I think they're doing okay, but it could be better. You know, people could be getting out and taking in the shows, the local shows especially, a little bit more. But
And hopefully they do. Hopefully they continue, you know, seeking new music and finding more bands to go watch and get in the joy of it.
Exactly. It's, you know, this is a good place to be if you like live music in the Gallatin Valley and over the hill around Livingston. There are just so many good artists everywhere around here. And if people like music, you don't need to sit down with Spotify. Just get up, go out, and there's all sorts of great stuff to hear.
Go jump into it and get some in your ears.
Get some in your ears. Get a little, you know. Mm-hmm. Dance around with people instead of in your bunny slippers in your living room. So
yeah, love it. Good.
Well, yeah, I wonder if you want to maybe play a few songs and then we'll chat.
Yeah, I want to talk about this song that I'm going to play is called Going Dark. And it's interesting that it should be called that, because here in a couple of weeks, I'm going to do what's called a dark retreat, where I go into the dark, pitch black, zero light, 7 days. And it'll be isolated as well. And it'll be, we actually built a sweat lodge specifically for it. And it's 3 feet in the ground. So there's a lot of ground content. And then I come out the morning of the seventh day and watch the sun rise. And should be a pretty wild event. And a lot of the music tends to deal with these events of long periods of conscious exploration. So that's kind of what this song is too. So it's called Going Dark. I will do the work, I will, but I am leaning toward the leaving. You can't hold the moving if you're holding still. The moving's out there moving, still is still just holding out. I'm heading in, I'm going dark again. Now I can find my way from here. Here's to leaning and to believing. It's here in the dark that I see clear. What I am is not what's needed here. I am out, I'm heading in, I'm going dark again. This is a place where I can rest, where I'm not out of my mind, just out of my head. A place where what's needed is much less. I'm not out of my mind, just out of my head. I'm going in. So I will take this time to get clear. I've used my words enough for fighting. I'm ready for some quiet years. Long walks and good journeys, holding hands and laughing deep laughs. So I am out, I'm heading in, I'm going dark again. This is just a place where I can rest, where I'm not out of my mind, just out of my head. A place where what's needed is much less. I'm not out of my mind, just out of my head. I'm going in. Simple man as I am, there's a hole in my shoulder. And as I've grown, and as I grow still, I've come to know this is okay. It'll heal as it will. This hole in my shoulder, and yours will too, it'll get better. We weren't meant to hurt forever. Oh, oh, oh no. 'Cause we weren't meant to hurt forever. So this is just a place where I can rest, where I'm not out of my mind, just out of my head. A place where what's needed is much less. I'm not out of my mind, just out of my head, I'm heading in.
I love that lyric, not out of my mind, just out of my head.
Yeah.
That's the implication that it's just kind of a temporary need for realignment and not a systemic thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think sometimes when we're in our head so much that we are out of our minds. Might be nice to flip those around once in a while. Take some space and see what happens. And, I've had a lot of friends in the last couple of years going through a lot more hardships than I remember. When I was younger, when I was going through my own hardships, and maybe that was because when I was in my own period of that, it was hard to see out, hard to see what was going on. But now watching my friends in these times, really struggling to find their way a bit and to find their purpose and to lock into something that feels really good and solid. Makes doing some of this stuff seem more important. It feels more important at this age to get a bit more solid, to be a steady placeholder for the people that I know need it in their space.
Yeah. So,
and a lot of that feels like a practice. It doesn't feel like it's something we arrive at and then we have, you know, it's not like, here, I found this heart rock and now you'll have it forever and you'll associate with it. It's like you have to keep finding heart rocks. You have to keep finding new things that push you, that create the practice of wisdom, you know, instead of just having the permanent lock in with it.
Yeah, it doesn't install itself and stay. it's an ephemeral thing that needs refreshing, maybe.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I love this a lot. Cool. Well, maybe I'll play another song.
Yeah.
This song is called You Call Me Dear. And on one side of it, if you listen to it a certain way, it's a really sweet song and kind. And on the other side of it, it's a really sad song. And so it shows the concept of this and not this are the same, that it could be either way in its meaning. So this is called You Call Me Dear. If you find that you're missing me, you call me dear. And if you're haunted by the things that haunt, you call me dear. You get stuck and you need help, you call me dear. You feel lost and you want out, you call me dear. Well, ain't nobody gonna tell you a thing. Well, ain't nobody gonna tell me either. There's a river with our flesh still in its streams, past with our hearts still in our dreams. Here I am, there you are. Well, now here we go. Sitting there and you feel alone, you call me dear. You feel good and you want to share, you call me dear. You get time and it works for you, you call me dear. Whenever you want to, you call me dear. 'Cause ain't nobody gonna tell you a thing. Well, ain't nobody gonna tell me either. There's a river with our flesh still in its streams, past with our hearts still in our dreams. Here I am, there you are. Now here we go, 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 here we go. Ain't nobody gonna tell you a thing. Well, ain't nobody gonna tell me either. There's a river with our flesh still in its streams, past with our hearts still in our dreams. Here I am, there you are. And now here we go. If you find that you're missing me, you call me dear. And if you're haunted by the things that haunt, you call me dear.
Whenever I listen to your songs, it always makes me think so much, which is awesome.
yeah. What's going on there? And there's a really beautiful thing in songwriting and in like the creation of analogy or metaphor, how we can imply a meaning with our prosody, with the way we say something. And there's good studies out there, you know, on culture and language and how we use it and the melody inside of it, if it goes up or down, and adding some of those little things to songs is amazing. It's like cool tools, you know.
Yeah, a whole subtext that you can add to it.
Yes,
to say whole different things than the words.
And, yeah. Yeah, that's some of my favorite adaptations. And yeah, well, how about one more song?
Yeah.
This song gets going a little bit louder, and I'll try to pull off the mic a bit. It is a longer one, too. It's called House Built to Fall Apart. There is a power in the people and in the ways that we connect, yeah. There's a power in the self and in the ways that we react, yeah. There's a power in this here, a power in this here, a power in this here where we're at. There's a power in the people and in the ways that we connect, yeah. There's a power in the people and in the ways that we connect, yeah, There's a power in the self and in the ways that we react, yeah, There's a power in this here, yeah, a power in this here. There's a power in this here where we're at. There's a power in the people and in the ways that we connect, yeah, What you gonna do when it all falls down, when it all falls down, when it all falls down? What you gonna do when it all falls down, when it all falls down, when it all falls down on you? Hey, 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 hey. Who we gonna see when the walls come down, when the walls come down, when the walls come down? Who we gonna see when the walls come down, when the walls come down, when the walls come down on you? Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, I'll be working, working on my broken parts. Stand me up, yeah, I'll be going again. Yeah, I'll be walking straight into the open wound. Stand me up, I'll be going again. When my light burns low, I got no place to go. Oh, stand me up, I'll be going again. Working, working on my broken parts. Stand me up, I'll be going again. What I'm gonna do when it all falls down, when it all falls down, when it all falls down. It's what I'm gonna do when it all falls down, when it all falls down, when it all falls down on me. Hey, 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 yeah. It's who you're gonna see when the walls come down, when the walls come down, when the walls come down. You're gonna see when the walls come down, when the walls come down, when the walls come down on me. Hey, 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 yeah. You are a house built to fall apart, in a world built to fall apart. You are a house built to fall apart, in a world built to fall apart. You are a house built to fall apart, in a world built to fall apart. You are a house built to fall apart, in a world built to fall apart. You are a house built to fall apart, in a world built to fall apart.
You want a house built to fall apart in a world built to fall apart. But there's a power in the people and in the ways that we connect, yeah. There's a power in the self and in the ways that we react, yeah. There's a power in this here, a power in this here, a power in this here where we're at. There's a power in the people and in the ways that we connect, yeah.
I was thinking during that, and
again,
one of the other, I know, man, I'm going to end up at a place here.
You're going to end up at Think Camp pretty soon.
Man, just this idea, I think, that a lot of people have now that, you know, you were saying earlier that you're aware of people having a lot of hard times and stuff. And I think there's this mythos that a lot of us have that people used to be better at coping with life issues and stuff, and that they're not as good at it anymore, or they're, I don't know. I think, you know, some people have this idea. It's like, oh, they're more sensitive, they're weaker, or, you know, there's
right.
I try to not extrapolate too much, but I sometimes find myself unable to help myself. And, you know, we've got this mythos here in Montana about rugged self-reliance and independence, and we can handle everything ourselves and stuff. And maybe everybody has that everywhere. Mm. You know, it does seem like Americans have a tendency toward that kind of a thing. But just thinking about how much of that's probably really totally not true, and just that people were more reluctant maybe to express themselves in years past, or unable to, didn't have the tools. And they also weren't bombarded with quite as much. And so, you know, I just think about that, like you were talking about us being built to fall apart. And have we always been built to fall apart as humans? Or is that changing over time? Is it getting worse? Is it getting better? Are we getting better at holding each other up? That part seems maybe unlikely, but I don't know. It's
right. I think some of the story in Built to Fall Apart is that it's beautiful, is that we can't see there's an idea of push and pull in a lot of minds when I hear people talk. And sometimes when I'm observing where they're at, they feel like they're being pushed out of something. And I think if they just wait a little while, they'll see a future that they're actually being pulled toward. And I was talking, Lori's here with us today. She's over in the corner taking notes. And was talking with her about the concept of sometimes we want things in our lives that don't fit in our lives the way they are. And so whatever mechanism you give, you know, your idea of power to, whatever spirit you call to, sometimes has to deconstruct our life so that it can reconstruct it with the parts that we wanted to add to it. And that's hard.
It is.
That's really hard stuff, you know, emotionally, trying to cope or trying to get through those things. And then wrapping that back, I think sometimes I feel like when I was younger, people more often stayed stuck. And so I don't know if they were actually dealing with things, much less just not dealing with them.
Right.
And the very act of dealing with them brings them out. And so my hope for our culture right now is that what we're witnessing, and hopefully people are coming out more, is that they're actively pursuing an outcome that's different and that they want to see.
Right. Some positive change instead of just complete inertia.
Yeah.
As humans, we do seem to be, for the most part, very nostalgic. And very uncomfortable with change. That's, you know, that's a stereotype certainly, but you know, a lot of stereotypes have some kind of basis in fact, not all of them, but some of them. So, you know, we do seem to, a lot of people are really have a hard time picking up change, even if it's desperately needed, which is such a conundrum, but I think that that's true. And maybe you're right. Maybe, you know, it does seem like that is true now, I think. You know, maybe this is an empirical thing, which means, you know, how good is it? But that people are, maybe they're not quite as inclined to just accept their lot in life, as uncomfortable as or as painful as it might be. It's like, no, I can change this. I have some agency here, and, you know, which is a great thing.
Yes, it feels like we were given that that is becoming a more normal thing. More people are chasing the arts. More people are trying to listen to what I would call their little soul birds, the little things inside of them pecking at them, going, hey, there's a place I think you could be that, you know, you might be happier in. After years when I was younger of university studies, science, I think the sometimes change just goes back to like simple science, law of energy conservation. It takes a huge amount of energy to shift the direction of our life if we are the ones to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes very little energy, even though it's emotionally depleting, to stay.
Yeah, that's probably true. That's, and you know, I think that's true in a lot of systems. It's like that energy that you have to expend to change the state of the system might change it to one that's more efficient, but you don't know that until you get there, right? You don't realize the savings until later. Yeah. So it's, it can make the process of instigating the change complicated. And,
Yeah, the power to trust an invisible outcome, you know, is like as terrifying sometimes.
Yeah, it is. Mm. It would probably make life a lot easier if we all had a functioning crystal ball, but that's not going to happen. So
I don't know if you find one.
Man, I could sure use one, but I'm not holding my breath, I guess.
Good. You know, it feels when we discover how to trust in an outcome just by not expecting the outcome. It doesn't, like, not expecting that it's going to be exactly as we see it. I see a lot of friends who wound up with exactly what they wanted, but they're not aware of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, okay. this whole thing is a trickier game. Life's got the ability to be a very tricky game.
It does. Yeah. It's and you know, there are so many external influences that are feeding these ideas of what our life needs to be like. And most of those things are not the things that our life really needs to have in it, but it's so hard to escape that, right?
Bob, I'm 40 now, and I have that in my mind all the time still. You know, my life is very unconventional. Where I live, how I live, like what I do, and those things still show up in my mind all the time.
Questioning of whether that, why are you doing things
that
way?
Yeah, should I have these things? Are these my markers for success? Am I not successful because I'm not in this kind of thing or doing this? Am I out of line socially? Where, you know, it's really difficult. Those things were implanted, and they still sit with me pretty heavy, even though I have the ability to override them and go, yeah, no way I would go that way. No way I would live like that or do that. I still sometimes have the question, should I be living like that?
Right. It's always out there kind of nagging doubt. Yeah. And it, you know, the fact is those were implanted there so deeply and masterfully. I think I, on my more cynical days, you know, just the propaganda that gets beamed at us so often and so hard is, it's no wonder that it's hard to escape.
Yeah.
Because there are people that have studied this for years and years, you know, accumulated research into how to pound these things into our heads so that they don't come out. And I mean, on the one hand, you gotta admit that the people who were doing that research and following up on it, they learned what they were doing pretty well.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you can hate them for it, I think, but maybe you could be unhappy with them doing that. But
man, good. I'm happy that there are all these other ways we can go. touching back into that dive a little bit, you know, about maybe once every 3 or 4 months, I look up job postings and I think, what would it be like to just like have a job again, be that? And I have a friend, we were recently playing in Wyoming, and I had a friend who's like opening up a new branch of his company. And I asked him, I was like, hey, if I just took a little bit of time and helped you get that going, he was like, nope,
don't do it.
I won't hire you. I feel I'd be doing a disservice, and I'm sorry, man, you don't belong here. And I was like, oh, and on one side, I was like, I could do whatever I want. But the other part of me was like, thanks.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for not hiring me. Thanks for not feeding that beast.
Yeah.
No.
It's a weird thing because there are some people that beast is their, it's their thing. I mean, you know, there are some people that just, that's their fit, is that kind of that environment and, you know, the kind of entrepreneurial thing in the business sense. I think we have this tendency to not think of artists as entrepreneurial anyway. Not that we don't think of them as creative, but it's just like this different thing. And we don't think of them as being self-starting, very motivated individuals that are, they have this course that they want to chart out and they're, you know, they're doing all these things to move in that direction, which is not really different from, you know, starting a company.
Right.
But we think, I think most people think about it way differently. And,
we have an inside joke that I'll invite you into. We have this saying called, well, must be nice. People assume a lot of times that being a musician is easy or that there's a lot of freedom in it. And this is like leading me into a topic that I'd really love to cover. Years ago, when I was first starting out, really diving into the system, there weren't a lot of services that were built on pretending to support artists. And now there are a ton of them, and there are huge businesses profiting off struggling artists with this, you know, pretend we're going to help you.
Right.
With fans, with numbers, with all of this stuff. And even today, even with everything that's out there, there's just no substitute for doing the work. You want the stuff, you gotta do the work, you gotta spend your time being creative and potentially, you know, not get noticed, even though that's it. So
yeah,
that hopefully if you're doing the work and you're putting the time in the creative side and you're writing the best song as you can or making the best paintings or best craft, you'll pick up your recognition for your work based on its authenticity and its merit and not on the merit of I hired a company to boost my numbers or something like that.
I think it is unfortunate that I think most people that they do need to do some businessy, some non-creative things. And people that are super creative, I think a lot of times those things, I mean, I'm not an organized person. And so trying to do some of those things is difficult. And I think my preconception, and this might be completely off, but people that are very creative, I think have that issue a lot of times too. But I think, unfortunately, especially at the start, you do have to spend some time doing that. But I think, like what you said, I think really for that to work well, you have to do the work because you're the one who knows best what's going to fit with you and what you want to accomplish. And I think that's another thing. Everybody sort of you know, they paint this picture on top of the artist that, you know, they must want the same things. They must want fame.
Right.
And it's like, I mean, that's not always true, right? You might not really, I mean, you know, everybody needs to survive, but maybe you're not going for glory. You just want, yes. You know, maybe you're just going for the art for the sake of the art and trying to figure out a way to keep yourself alive while you're doing it.
Right.
You know, maybe you do want to get your art out there to be enjoyed by other people. And yeah. I think a lot of artists definitely do feel that. But that's not the same as being, you know, super successful in a monetary sense. So I think it's a complicated thing for people that are in the arts to try to navigate. But I definitely agree. It's like, there's no silver bullet. There's nobody that you can go give a stack of cash or, you know, sign over rights to something or anything that's just going to magically, boom, make this happen. And maybe I'm wrong. I mean, you think about like some of the people that got sucked in, especially young, like teenage pop stars and stuff that got sucked into the machine and they poured tons of resources into it and they made something out of them, but you know, it doesn't seem like a sustainable thing.
Right. And it, as far as career goes, if you want a career, you build it, you piece your blocks together and you build your Lego mountain, and that way it becomes sustainable and you get a long time with your art. You get a long time to explore and grow. And after a good career, even in the middle parts, you get to offer something that has like a lot of depth and has a good journey behind it. And the songwriting has developed a lot. And it shows that your art isn't this one-time thing, that art can age. And we can age with art, and they can inform each other more and more through our lives of what we're seeing and help people, you know, see the beauty in the cross connections between science and art and the universe and where we live. And
man, there's so much, just the preconceptions are everywhere, and there's so many of them in so many different forms. And they do so many things to make it harder for people, everyone, artists and fans and everyone. So,
the connections are getting more difficult to make. And I don't know.
It seems like such a conundrum that we have these tools now that are allegedly perceived to make everything easier to connect. And in reality, they're not. They're going in the other direction.
Disconnecting us in so many ways, Well, if that's all right with you, I might play another song.
Yeah.
Because of that talk, I'm going to play a song called Here I Go, which is about owning nothing ultimately. I go, all this madness is behind me. Into death is where I lean, it's where you'll find me. I'm only a memory to you, grown in love and hate, you knew me well. But I'm only a memory to you. You're the dirt calls for my body, heaven calls for my soul, and my children call for my property. Nothing here was ever mine to own, nothing here was ever mine to own. In this time I've been watching, I've grown old, the skin upon my bones it wears loose. All I have
have is still not much to give. Whatever it might be, though, I'll give it all to you. I will give it all to you. I will give it all to you. All these words you're confusing up the meanings. Love is fierce, it can be kind, but it is fierce. Hate is cruel, but it's a necessary evil. To not know both is to deny each the other. When you know them, you'll see that they are brothers. I can see it in your mind, your disagreement. I can see it, you don't think that I can see it well enough. I can see how you try to rise above it. No, I don't see it like you do. No, you don't see it like I do. In this time I've been watching, I've grown old. The skin upon my bones, it wears loose. All I have is still not much to give. Whatever it might be, though, I'll give it all to you. This time I've been watching, I've grown old. The skin upon my bones, it wears loose. All I have is still not much to give. Whatever it might be, though, I'll give it all to you. I will give it all to you. I will give it all to you. The dirt, it calls for my body. Heaven calls for my soul. And my children call for my property. Nothing here was ever mine to own. 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 In this time I've been watching, I've grown old. The skin upon my bones, it wears loose. All I have is still not much to give. Whatever it might be, though, I'll give it all to you. I will give it all to you. I will give it all to you.
I'm going to do The Witching Well. And then I'm going to do, well, the Buffalo Song or You Are, You Are. All right, so the witching well into the Buffalo Song.
We don't have to know the way to good. We just have to know to try. Even if the first few do not hold, rejoice in those efforts that are bold. Don't forget that in you is wild. Don't forget there's love that got you here. Don't forget there's goodness in the miles, even when the heavy holds for years. Even when the heavy holds for years. What is this? What's happening to the people? The dams that hold the fear back are failing. Still practice goodness, you are able. The tide will raise all spirits when it comes. As with fire, there will be ashes, a sign of all the things that have been done. Still practice goodness, you are able. The tide will raise all spirits when it comes. We don't have to know the way to good. We just have to know to try. Even if the first few do not hold, rejoice in those efforts that are bold. Don't forget that in you is wild. Don't forget there's love that got you here. Don't forget there's goodness in the miles, even when the heavy holds for years. Even when the heavy holds for years. Even when the heavy holds for years. So bring your curses to the witch and well, I'll be there, we can tick and talk a while. There's counsel for the weary, light when the light burns low, keeping faith, holding steady, keeping light when the light burns low. So bring your curses to the witch and well, I'll be there, we can tick and talk a while. Bring your curse to the witch and well, I'll be there, we can tick and talk a while. We don't have to know the way to good. We just have to know to try. Even if the first few do not hold, rejoice in those efforts that are bold. Don't forget that in you is wild. Don't forget there's love that got you here. Don't forget there's goodness in the miles, even when the heavy holds for years. Even the heavy holds for years. Even the heavy holds for years. Even when the heavy holds for years.
All right, and I'll move right into the Buffalo song.
How do you move a buffalo? How will you know when you are? Move on in from the outside. Move small through the big time. If you're gonna go move buffalo, it's hard work, take your time, take it slow. It's hard work, take your time, take it slow. Get along now, get along. Ooh, yep. Ooh. Carry on now, carry on, hey, hey. Ooh, yep. Ooh. Get along now, get along. Ooh, yep. Ooh. carry on now. Carry on. Carry on. Oh, oh, oh. Carry on. Once you get a hold and you think that you can hold it, get it in your head, yes, which way you'll be going. Step with all your might, grind into the dirt. Throw hell by some buffalo and take you at its worth. If you're gonna go, move buffalo. If you're gonna go, move buffalo. Oh, oh, oh. If you're gonna go, move buffalo. It's hard work, take your time, take it slow. It's hard work, take your time, take it slow. Ooh, yep. Ooh. Get along now, get along. Ooh, yep. Ooh. Carry on now, carry on. Hey, hey. Ooh, yep. Ooh. Get along now. It's hard work, take your time, take it slow. It's hard work, take your time, take it slow. Ooh, yep, ooh. Get along now, get along. Ooh, yep, ooh. Carry on now, carry on. Oh, oh. Ooh, yep, ooh. Get along now. Get along, hey, hey, get along, oh, 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 get along.
I like both of those songs a lot.
Thanks, Bob.
I really like the sound of that guitar, too. For people that don't know, that's a handmade by Wes.
Yeah, I wound up, this is actually one of the Red Rocks instruments. There will be about 10 of those total. I got a setback pretty major this summer with the flood. I live on the island in Livingston, and everything I own got flooded pretty majorly. And it's been a really awesome like opportunity to rebuild and work through things slowly. And when I first wound up on the island, I was sort of just bloomp, dropped, dropped in there. And so then this summer, I like blew the head gasket in my car, and like all of my rigs went down, and the flood happened, and all of my things were destroyed, and it felt amazing. It felt like such an awesome place to be, to rebuild the aspects of that, and I was like pretty grateful for that experience, to get washed up in that way.
Yeah,
and so the shop. The shop is still under construction a bit. It took a lot of renovation projects for other buildings on the island. And then now we're finally kind of getting to the shop, but we've been recording and I've been just making my way through through that. And I'm ready to get back to building for sure. I'm really starting to ache for it.
You get the itch.
But I wound up with what was left of the Red Rocks Amphitheater benches, the original ones. They were installed in 1938 and taken out in 2008. And a friend of mine who was a builder had a couple left. And it's kind of neat that they wound up with me. And even though they were in part of the flood, whatever he had left and a lot of his materials, he lived in Fromberg, were washed away.
Oh.
And so it's... it's kind of it. What I have and how they made their way to me is pretty great. And I think so far I've been working on the band instruments because I build all of those. And the upright bass, I was right in the middle of that.
Wow.
And so it's safe and it's, but it's not done. So I have my guitar and then AJ, our giant and wonderful harmony singer, he has what's called a ukulele. We call it a ukulele. It's an 8-string ukulele that's like a mandolin.
Mandolin.
Yeah, and there'll be a couple more, I think about 10 total. And building, it's nice to have a break.
Yeah.
From it. You know, we were talking about this the other day and I said, well, if you ever hear me say I don't ever want to build another instrument in my life, just give me 3 months and pretty soon you'll discover there's nothing else I want to do. You know, like 3 months later, I'm like, I do want to do nothing but build instruments for the rest of my life. And then 3 months after that, I'm like, if I ever see another hand tool in my life.
Enough of that.
Like, oh, man.
Yeah, you know, everything's cyclical.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you said you've been doing some recording. You've got a new album coming out, right? Imminently, right?
That was a battle. Like for some reason, I fought it and fought it and fought it and recorded all. We've recorded all over the country in different spots, trying to just piece it together. And we did release a single. We got another single coming out soon. But because it's been so long, I actually both albums. I have two, and so I was like, ah, okay. This doesn't work to release these songs as one album anymore. So I sat down, I broke the albums into their two parts, which is Rome will be the one album. And the other, what should have been half of that, was called Wander the Blurry. And it'll be its own beast now.
Yeah.
So, yep, working on those actively and really, really loving them. And I get to record at home in the yurt. You know, in front of a giant window looking at the forest and the river. And I'm like, okay, I understand now why this has been pushed off for so long. So that I could get right here.
Get to that right spot.
It's amazing. It's like there, you know, the neighbors are not close and it's a lot of forest and a lot of river. And yeah, I just walk outside and anybody who's recorded a lot knows that there can be a compression in it. So having moments of like super decompression, you know, we just got our first snow and I walked outside in the middle of the night the other night and felt good to just have my bare feet in the snow and experience that and to have access to that is like pretty mind-blowing. I mean, so what a beautiful process all of it is, like, really revealed. It doesn't always look like that, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes we're like, I don't know what's going to happen. It feels good to be moving on this content and to the song, like the songs in the album feel amazing. They feel big and necessary and hopeful in a lot of ways.
Nice.
And, yeah, I was, you know, years ago I was given really good information that I don't actually own the songs. I might be the conduit through which they've come, but, you know, they really belong to everybody and art is kind of that way. It sort of belongs to all of us. So as an artist, do my part, show up and put the work together so that other people can have access to what everybody owns.
Channel it in the best way that you can. So,
yeah, that's been a big part of my journey too. Is because you know, I've made a lot of crap in my life. I've made a lot of junk, and trying to really be present and slow down, and not just say good enough.
Yeah.
But go, no, let's push this up over the top. Let's make this as beautiful as we can make it. And
nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for coming in. It's, as always, great music, great conversation. It's always thought-provoking, and I enjoy it so much. So.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Thank you so much for having us.
All right. Well, you've been listening to Wes Urbaniak on the Local Musician Spotlight. And if you know someone else that would like to hear it or you want to hear it again, we'll air it again on Saturday at 6 p.m. And we'll have it up on the website, kgvm.org, as well. So stay tuned right here to KGVM and have a great night, everyone.